It's the Coast Coast 186.3 Triple M, and it's Moffy with you this morning. I want to have a chat to Bobby because there's something happening at the race club today, which is very important. The Careers Day. Bob, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Michael.
Tell me about this.
Well, this is an annual thing. Year 10 students come along, and there's 13 schools participating this year, over 1,200 students, 70 stands where people can learn about careers and career pathways. I'm sitting in the car park at the racing club waiting for people to roll in, and one of our event partners is Southern Cross University, and I can see their solar sunflower sitting here waiting for the sun's rays to bear down on it, because it's going to power. I'll just get out of the car so I can see the iTech tradie trailer that's come up from Wollongong, and they do carpentry, construction, civil construction, etc. Across the other side of the car park is the DATS Dickens Assessment and Training. They've got a training trailer here. And in that space there, Lindsay Transport are going to drive a truck in. And over there, the Coffs Harbour Bypass team are coming in with their information van, and they're bringing an excavator in. And then can everybody see this when I say just there?
Yeah, of course they can. The one part to watch out for, Bobby, I'm told, is where that car park is behind the race club there. There's a section just off the concrete pad. Yeah. That's a little bit muddy.
Still see the marks where it's an MG got dogged.
What happens as you drive in there, you actually feel it start to sink a little. So probably best not to drive on that bit. Mate, it's so important, isn't it, for people and young adults as well, these careers days, because this could be, you know, for some people, the eye-opener to what they want to actually do.
Absolutely, and it helps bind young people into this community rather than thinking they've got to go elsewhere to get employment. And, of course, it helps the employers. People like Faircloth and Reynolds and Infocraft, they like being here because they can get into the heads of the Year 10 students about becoming an apprentice. And then the students proceed upstairs to Virto or Australian Apprenticeship Support, those sorts of people, and learn about how they can be supported as an apprentice. So, as I say, 70 stands here, and it's the biggest yet. We're very, very grateful from the support of the City of Coffs Harbour and Southern Cross University, who are the event partners for this.
Fantastic. What time does it start, mate?
9:30. First busload of students roll in, and it'll get very, very busy.
Lovely. All right, Bobby, well, you enjoy that, and like I said, just watch out for that little section there that you might get bogged.
I'll do that, Moffy. Thank you for the advice. You've always got good advice.
Good on you, Bob.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he is, Bobby. And it's a great day there, the Careers Day at the Race Club. And well done to the Southern Cross University and City of Coffs Harbour as well, the partners for that one.